Bit Country and Fields of Fire. 7 minutes after 11 o'clock, Friday morning. And the weather today, in a mixed bag outside, pleasant start to the day. However, cloud and showery bursts of rain. We'll kind of break up this afternoon with sunny spells and more scattered showers throughout this afternoon. Well, the pollen count for today is low. Top temperature 15 Celsius, that's 59 Fahrenheit. Sunset's 26 minutes after 9 tonight. And tonight, cloudy with some light showers and patches of drizzle. There'll be some dry spells too, with patchy mist developing widely by dawn. It's going to feel rather chilly tonight as well, with those brisk north winds. Overnight low tonight, we're down to 8 Celsius, 46 Fahrenheit. Just a reminder on our competition. Good chance of £100 this morning, thanks to the new George Wimpy development at the Steadings Acredale Eyemouth. Whose house are we talking about? Final chance to get through. Somebody's going to win £100 this morning. 0845-345-7070. You can text your answer, 07785-968-968. Or email stuart@radioborders.com. Whose house are we talking about?
The first thing in this house is a pile of invitations to Take That concert. This house is entertaining. On the walls are angels, there are DJ decks, and a lot of football memorabilia. Radio Borders.
Friday morning, 14 minutes after 11 o'clock. Now, last year, we had the big day. A rip-roaring success it was too at Netherdale. So much so, this year, it's been extended. It's the big weekend. Now, on Saturday, you do the likes of Deacon Blue. Local Boys Omniblob. Shugle Nifty. It's going to be a great weekend of music. On the Sunday at Netherdale, we've got the Saw Doctors. And it's not bad when a band can get the Saw Doctors to support you. The main headline act, I'll better not say that, I shall get him out of trouble, is Four Good Men. I'm joined in the studio this morning by Derek Forbes and Ian Donaldson from Four Good Men. Good morning, gentlemen. How are we this morning?
We're fine. I'm a bit tired, probably, from a long journey from the Trossachs.
Right. Now, I'll tell you guys, you have got a lot of emails in this morning from all over the place. Now, I was just asking when you arrived here, how long have you been going for? I mean, when did you get together? I'll ask that to Derek first, or Ian.
About 9 months ago.
Right. Now, now, I've been mentioning all week, you're a collaboration of Simple Minds, H2O, Big Country, and I think somebody mentioned Propaganda as well.
Well, that's because I was a bass player in Propaganda as well, so we include one Propaganda song, hopefully two by the time we play.
Right. So, I mean, who brought it all together then, Derek?
It was a meeting between Ian and I and King Tuts in Glasgow, and I had a kind of idea about putting a Scottish Christmas show on, using everyone that was free at that time, and thinking we could do a big show.
Andy Stewart and all those people.
Whoever was alive at the time and around, so so that's where it came from. Well, that was the seed, and then we went on, and Ian managed to get a, well, through James, our tour manager, managed to get a gig at Glasgow Green at the Special Olympics closing ceremony.
All right, yeah.
So it was 15,000 people for the first gig, which was fantastic for us.
And we rehearsed for an hour the night before.
Right, so not bad. Is that not the best way sometimes?
Well, for us, it's the only way.
Yeah, just an hour beforehand. And now, so you've come together. You've now, I believe you were at Falkirk, the big weekend at Falkirk, and I believe that went down an absolute storm, Ian.
Oh, it was great. Absolutely fabulous. About 50,000 people turned up for that day, and we were on with Midgeur and Orson.
Right.
It was just great. It was mayhem. Honestly, it was great from the first... You know, the first ball we kicked to the last one we kicked. Absolutely great.
Yeah, now yes. This is going to be obviously the first... Is this your first trip into the Borders then, guys?
It will be, I think. Yeah. Legally, yeah.
Right. You're going to see a sheep on me this time.
Yeah, legally, but you know, you're at the big weekend, obviously. You've got, you know, after like on the Saturday, you've got the likes of Deacon Blue and all that. So it's a bit of a, like a big Scottish festival. And on the Sunday, of course, well, the big boys from Ireland are coming over with the Saw Doctors. I mean, how does that feel for you, Derek, first up?
Great. For me, I just can't wait till it all kicks off.
Right, and Ian as well.
I love it. Just, you know, just we carry a hat about so we can drop it so I can start singing.
Right.
Just, anyway, just we love it. Just it's a kind of See, I've done it for so long, and then all of a sudden find ourselves together doing all the hits. Just great fun. I mean, you do water, we do waterfront chants in a big country, and the new things you're going to play as well. Just how can you not like it?
Well, I was going to talk about the music, because obviously it's a collaboration of kind of like the 3-4 bands put together. So is it like a Simple Minds, big country-esque kind of feel to the band?
Well, you can't help it being like that when you've got original members of the band. I mean, Mick and I go back to the very start of Simple Minds, and the new song you're going to play, hopefully, from Four Good Men, we've got Brian McGee, the original drummer of Simple Minds, so you've got more original men in Four Good Men than they have in Simple Minds.
Right, so I mean, you're called the Four Good Men, but obviously there's a lot more, you know, involved with the entourage.
There's a big story
for that. Well, there is. I mean, we actually were called a Few Good Men originally. Mm-hmm. We used the name after, we all liked the Jack Nicholson movie.
Yeah.
And I wrote to Warner Brothers Legal Department in New York, saying we're going to use the name. We're not a theatre group, we're not passing ourselves off as A Few Good Men, nothing to do with that, we just think the name's kind of apt for the history we've had as musicians, and that started a whole kind of hornet's nest, you know, they just didn't want us to use the name, it was their intellectual property, and eventually we thought, there's no point in doing this any longer, let's just change the name and move on from that, because there's no point in, you know, putting a campaign together for a brand new record, just about to release it and then they ring up or they send us another legal letter saying you can't use the name, it just discovers the whole thing.
Yeah.
So we've just moved on to Four Good Men, which is kind of more apt anyway.
Right, okay, so you're going to have some new material, obviously, we're going to play a song very shortly, I think it's called, is it Kiss Cool?
That's the one, yeah.
Kiss Cool, I mean, obviously, nobody's played this before.
Nope.
No, this is an exclusive, yeah.
Right, an exclusive. Well, what we're going to do, lads, we'll play it, we'll get more chat with you, because I've got an email from Bruce, one of your band members, which I'm going to ask you a question. So, we'll play the song, see what you think of this. Friday morning, 25 minutes after 11 o'clock, it's Radio Borders, the Four Good Men, well, it's two of them, of the Four Good Men. Still with us in the studio, Ian Donaldson and Derek Forbes. Right, lads, I've got some questions for you now, not from me, but from listeners that are emailing in from the length and breadth of the country. I was just saying to you, Ian, as well, but it's amazing, you know, we've had stuff from Australia, Wales, London, Manchester. I mean, it's an incredible St. Helens, Merseyside. It just shows you, you know, the following that previous, obviously, Simple Minds and, like, big country H2O have had.
I just got to show it's still out there.
Yeah.
And they're following what we're doing now, which is really encouraging, because when we started this thing with a great idea, we think, yeah, hopefully people are going to respond to it, but it's at a time like this when you actually see that people genuinely respond to it without us encouraging them. They're finding out where we are, they're going through the website, and they want to be involved, and it's great. How can you knock that?
Amazing. Of course, the website address is fourgoodmen.com.
That's the one.
Yeah. That's the one. So I think this is where they're all getting it from. And we've got one here. That's Derek, which is Derek is to my left here. If you've got plans, but again with Colonel Kirk Brandon and provide his fantastic bass playing with Spear of Destiny again.
Well, I definitely will at some point. I was speaking to Kirk yesterday, in fact, he's just back from a tour of Europe. He said it went down really well. So that's the first time he's went over for, it must be about 4 or 5 years, something like that. So I know he's going back in September, but at some point, if time allows, I'll definitely play.
Right, and also they've added a PS on there. Have you got any plans to do a gig up in Aberdeen sometime?
Nothing definite at the moment, no. But we'll definitely add more dates for August and September and October, and hopefully Aberdeen will be one of those. Right. Can't say just now for definite, but hopefully.
Right, and you were just telling me there during the break there, Ian, what you're doing is you're looking to, obviously you've got the material there, you've got some of it recorded, we've just played a track, we're about to play another track very shortly, is the fact that you're not signed up yet, but I don't think you'd have a problem with that, are you?
We would never think that way, but when you think of the back catalogue and you think of the new things, if we're creating an awful lot of interest in the band, and rather than knocking people's doors, I think that we're in a lesser position. When you're ringing somebody to try and get them to do something for you, it's not as good a position to be in. If we can create enough interest with what we're doing, I think we'll create interest and people come find us, all being well.
Yeah, that's originally what we did with Simple Minds. We did that as well. We just stayed in one place, done one gig a month at the Mars Bar in Glasgow, and brought everyone up and created a buzz there. So I think that worked the last time, hopefully this time.
Right, so I mean a question from one of your band members actually, and you're not going to find this surprising, from Bruce Watson, of course, former
Fred.
He says, ask you this on air please, so I'm going to, Fern Britton, why is your nickname Fern Britton?
Well, you're familiar with the song, You Ate All the Pies, or Who Ate All the Pies,
I'm think. I'm very familiar with
that. Yes, that was the reason, and Bruce, on the other hand, I'm Fern Britton and he's Vanessa Feltz.
Right.
So that's what we call each other. By email, I'm Fern and he's Vanessa, so.
Right, okay.
I think you can understand why now.
Now, you're on about, I mean, we've had emails on about South Shields. I mean, when's that happening? You've got a gig happening at South Shields.
June 10th.
I mean, is that on your own? Are you supporting? Or?
No, I think we headlined that one, yeah.
Right, so.
The Alarm did it last year, and we're doing it this year.
I mean, it must be great, you know, when you're actually getting the phone calls. I mean, you're obviously keeping busy now since you formed, what, 8 months ago? Quite incredible.
It's great. I mean, we haven't had to go and do wee tiny clubs and kind of work our way up. It's just people are responding really well and we're being offered things that make sense to us. You would rather play a big place and get across to a lot of people at one time than do a lot of small places anyway, but it's great.
We've not really had one complaint. Everybody's going to be happy because it's all hits we do anyway, and it's all our hits. So people talk about tribute bands. We're not a tribute band, we're the actual guys that did it and wrote the songs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fantastic, reaction-wise.
Now, on Sunday the 2nd of July is when you're appearing at the big weekend. Obviously, we've got the Saw Doctors headlining it that day, but obviously you're there to warm them up, so to speak. I mean, aren't you a bouncy kind of band, get the crowd going and get...
Well,
them,
I wouldn't like you going after me.
Right.
Well, especially with my weight, there'll be no stage there.
Right, you know, but I mean, it's good, you seem to be enjoying it, guys. You're on about different ages, you know, you can get different ages, like from, what, your 16, 17-year-olds right up to your 40, 50-year-olds.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is that the people that came to see us, the bands originally, a lot of my mums and dads now anyway, and they're still playing, you know, Go Dream and all that kind of stuff at home, so you're finding that there are young people coming too that know the songs.
Mm.
Great.
It's good stuff. So, I mean, obviously, what's on for this month then? Obviously, we're still in May. Have you got any more gigs coming up?
Mostly recording.
Mostly recording this month.
Right, so the album itself, obviously, you're still penning a few songs. Yeah. Are you just ready to put it down on the CD now?
Yes, we are. Well, there's about half the songs we've established and are written, and we've got maybe about another 20 ideas, which we're just kind of sifting through to find out the best ones and put the whole thing together. So
we've actually got too much at the moment, haven't we?
I mean, do you gauge it then, guys, when you're doing like these kind of festivals that you're at? Do you think, you know, well, that song's going down a storm, let's use that on the album?
I think it was more of a good feeling. I think the three of our four of us have been sitting in a room and we've been just listening, and I think if we all buzz at the same time, there's something good going on. I think that our past experience and our kind of knowledge of music and everything else, I think we kind of know when something's cooking or not. Right. So that it seems to be our own kind of built-in...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, quality control, I suppose.
Yeah.
Well, good stuff, guys. Well, we're certainly looking forward to seeing you live on the 2nd of July. Yes, of course. We will be broadcasting as well. So, guys, no swearing during your show.
Okay,
because we don't have the wee bleep.
Father Jack.
Exactly. Well, guys, thanks so much for coming in this morning. We'll let you get on. We're going to play another single from the demo CD, which is we're very privileged to have. But that's Ian Donaldson from H2O, but Four Good Men now, and Derek Forbes there as well, one time Simple Minds, but now there are Four Good Men. Gentlemen, thanks so much, and we'll look forward to seeing you again on the 2nd of July.
Pleasure.
Thank you. Bye.